You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard. On 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes to join me coming up in just a moment. Ben on the other side of the glass. Good show coming up for you. Mark Ironside will join us. We'll talk college wrestling and Hawkeye wrestling with Mark coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk about the battle at the ballpark. A bout at the ballpark from last Saturday. And Mark's going to be joining us live from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, the site of the 2022 Dual Wrestling Championships going on right now today. Tomorrow, the State Wrestling Championships get underway, the three-day run in Des Moines, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we'll talk all about that as well with Mark on the program here today. Talk some college basketball with you. And more. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well if you'd like to chat with us via the phone line. And we appreciate you hanging in with us once again here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Iowa State women's basketball coming up tonight. A big one, Iowa State. In Austin, take on the Texas Longhorns. 6:30 is the pregame tonight. 1600 AM and 102.3 FM as number 6 Iowa State hits the road in what probably is one of their two or three toughest games as far as the Big 12 schedule is concerned. Cyclones in first place right now, looking for the Big 12 regular season championship. Again, 319-366-1600. As Mark Dukes joins me from the southwest side on this overcast Wednesday afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And I don't know about you. I can see some grass in my yard.
See a lot more grass. And I also see all the debris from the winter that is now on the outskirts of the lawn, of the yard, if you will. And, you know, the snowplow, you know, inadvertently, and we need the snow plows. I'm not getting on, you know, whatever, the drivers or anything like that. But everything gets pushed onto the edge of your yard, and you kind of go, oh, wow, that's interesting. I think everyone's going through that today.
Springtime work.
Springtime work. Get a little rake in there. You know, get the cardio going a little bit. You know, getting a workout. You got to do that. It's not quite that time yet. There's still a little bit of snow mixed in there. But, you know, you got to look forward to that, which I am very much looking forward to because that means we are just one step closer to spring. Of course, as I say that, what, March 3rd or something, we're going to have a snowstorm or something like that.
If that's the girls' state tournament, you're right.
It is. But we've kind of bucked that trend lately, you know. We haven't. Yeah. We haven't. I should not be talking. I'm just going to stop. Jeff Linder right now is listening going, shut up, shut up. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Speaking of the state dual wrestling tournaments, let's start there in Des Moines and get you updated on what's happened today. It's pretty much gone according to chalk. KJ Pilcher joined us on Monday to preview the state wrestling tournaments, and if you want to go back and listen to that, you can. Certainly welcome to do so on our podcasts. They're available at kgymradio.com underneath the Gym Class tab, and also Spencer on Sports. His podcasts are there, Todd and Alex with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Their podcasts available on that platform as well as Apple and Spotify. Class 3A, number 1 Waverly Shell Rock will meet number 2 Southeast Polk. Linmar will wrestle Waukee Northwest for third, and that will get started at 6:30 coming up this evening. So that is the way things went as far as 3A is concerned. 2A, it's number 1 versus number 2 as well, and the second meeting of the year, the Highway 20 combatants, Buchanan County versus Delaware County. West Delaware taking on Independence coming up tonight, from Des Moines, and that will get underway at 6:30 as well. And in Class 1A, second meeting of the year as well, between number one Don Bosco and number two Lisbon. So it's number one versus number two across the board in the three classes. So not a real big surprise as far as that is concerned.
No, very much chalk. But one of the things that KJ Pilcher told us on Monday is to look out for Burlington Notre Dame. And Notre Dame, the eighth seed, gave number one seed West Delaware all it wanted in the first round. West Delaware coming away with a 40-32 win. That's one thing that kind of stuck out to me. Linmar is going to wrestle for third, I believe. Is that right?
Correct. Yep, they're going to wrestle tonight, Waukee Northwest at 6:30. The championship bouts and the consolation third place bouts will go off at 6:30, and at 4:30 it will be the fifth and seventh place matches as far as all three of the classes are concerned. And then tomorrow morning, bright and early, we get started as far as the traditional state meet is concerned. And that should be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to it. It's always a fun time. 2A will go first tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning with their first round. 3A will be at 1:30, and then tomorrow night it'll be Class 1A for their first rounds and first round consolations coming up in Des Moines. So really, as I mentioned, really looking forward to that. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. As Razorback Dale lets us know, Arkansas wins last night. Congratulations. Suey Pig. We're underway with the program here today. Speaking of basketball, Mark, last night, big win for Iowa State. It wasn't the prettiest win at times, but they don't ask you how pretty it gets. Just if you get the W, and that's what Iowa State did as they held off TCU in a slugfest down at Fort Worth last night by 54-51. Isaiah Brockington was really good last night. Tyrese Hunter was good. And Gabe Kalischer had a very good second half for Iowa State. But you got to do what you got to do, and Iowa State had to have that win, and they got it last night.
Yeah, it was really a gritty performance, getting that game to overtime and then winning it in the extra period. And that's another quad one win for the Cyclones. By the way, if you don't understand quad one wins, it goes like this. A home win against a team between 1 and 30 in the net. Neutral court between 1 and 50. Away. A win over a team between 1 and 75. TCU right now, 57. So that's another quad one win for the Cyclones, who improved from 43-42 in the net today.
And that thing is fluctuating, too, at all times. It's a living organism, if you will, Mark, the net. You can have a quad one win one day, and 2 days from now, it's not a quad one win, if that makes any sense to everybody out there.
Yeah, it's true with, Iowa. Virginia is outside. That was a road win, but they're like 79, so that's not a quad one win. The home win over Indiana. Indiana is not in the top 30. Utah State has fallen away, neutral court. They are not in the top 50. But those things could change. For example, tomorrow night's Iowa game against Michigan. Michigan is 36 right now. Should Iowa win? Today, that would not be a quad one win. It could be in a couple weeks.
Very true. Very true. 319-366-1600. So Iowa State, with that win, moves up out of 10th. They are now in a tie for 8th. Much more advantageous position for the Cyclones. And, depending on which bracketologist you pay attention to, most have Iowa State in still. No doubt about that. I think they have a much better resume today than they did yesterday. Still means that you still got to win games, though, if you're Iowa State. I mean, that's the bottom line. You got to win games. Oklahoma comes to Ames on Saturday. Oklahoma needs a win much more than Iowa State does. Interestingly enough, Oklahoma has a better net than Iowa State does, despite the fact that they're 14-12 and Iowa State is 17-9.
Yeah, they're at 39 right now, and none of us can emphasize it enough that this is so fluid. We can talk about it one day. The next week, it'll be different. And it's going to be that way for the next 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, Iowa State has 8 quad one wins, or at least has the possibility to get 8 quad one wins, depending on how things fluctuate as far as the net rankings are concerned, which is, I believe, second most in the country. So that's your reason why Iowa State is in the field of 68 right now. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up in just a little bit. Last night as well, Penn State jumps up and bites Michigan State. If you can figure out Michigan State or Indiana, please, again, let me know. They are the two wackiest teams in the Big Ten. Is there any doubt about that, Mark?
No, I made that comment a week or so ago, and it's still true. Penn State's got some players. Lundy's a nice player, among others. I wasn't totally surprised about that. Wisconsin over Indiana by, what, a handful. That's an impressive win for Wisconsin and very disappointing for Indiana. And I'm really looking forward to the marquee game tonight in the Big Ten.
Yes. And, of course, coming up tonight, you got Illinois at Rutgers. And that at the Rack, well, what used to be the Rack, it's still the Rack in my mind. Rutgers really could help out their resume. They're going to get help no matter if they win or lose tonight as far as the net is concerned. It will go up. But Rutgers, 9-5, a chance to go to 10-5 in the Big Ten and still probably be out of most of the fields of 68 right now. So, again, explain that one to me. Also, Purdue goes to Northwestern tonight. Northwestern has been biting a few people. And maybe they can do it again tonight against Purdue. We'll see. There is nobody in the Big Ten perhaps playing better than Ohio State right now. They absolutely boat raced Minnesota last night in Columbus, 70-45. Now, Minnesota is not a great basketball team, but Ohio State is playing really good basketball right now.
Yeah, and Iowa's going to find out how good this weekend.
Saturday, which is going to be a tough go for the Hawkeyes. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. We'll talk more college basketball coming up in a little bit. Have not forgotten about a Bowling Night in America preview as well. We will do that before 4 o'clock coming up today. But we're going to get you a weather update and a break. We're going to come back. Mark Ironside's going to join us live from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, and the 2022 Iowa High School State Wrestling Championships getting underway today. Talk about that. We'll talk about Iowa Okie State. We'll look ahead to Iowa going to face off with one of their favorite folks in the entire world over the weekend as they close out Big Ten and regular season matches against Nebraska. All that and more coming up here on The Gym Class. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on The Gym.
From the CBS2 Iowa's News Now with the first forecast. Under our meteorologist Nick Stewart, cloudy and cold overnight tonight. Lows dropping to near 16. North winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. On Thursday, spotty snow showers on and off throughout the day. Otherwise, cloudy and cold, high near 20. North winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. On Friday, mostly sunny but warmer. Highs back near 39. On Saturday, sunny but we go down once again with a high near 30. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now with the first forecast.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code HANSON200, HANSON200, when you make your first bet. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps for rooms, restaurants, and more at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSON200, Hanson with an O, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. New customer offer, 21 years of age or older to wager. Iowa only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Stop in and save with everything you need for your home right now at Menards. Update your appliances with top brands including Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Criterion. Check out the largest in-stock selection to take home today at the lowest prices. Upgrade to new energy-efficient appliances and save big money on all of them. Now, during Menards' Race to Saving Sale. Prices are good through February 19th.
Save big money at Menards.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the Gym Class at 321 here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us today. Do appreciate it. Got women's basketball tonight, Iowa State at Texas, 6:30 on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. That comes up this evening. Coming up next, Mark Ironside set to join us, as Mark going to join us from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And his appearance each week brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. As are you in Des Moines or are you in the arena, Mark?
Hey, Scott, I will tell you, I'm not in Des Moines.
Oh.
I'm actually at Iowa Style Apparel hanging out with Stacy Olsen right now.
Well, say a big hi to Stacy for me.
Hey, Stace. Yep.
It could be worse, Mark.
I don't know. She's not very nice to me sometimes. She's always nice to everybody else, just not me.
She's nice to everybody, man.
Well, you would think so. Anybody but me.
Well, okay. Well, you're going to be on your way then sometime tonight or what, tomorrow?
I'm on the way to Des Moines tomorrow.
Okay.
I want them now.
All right. Very good. Very good. Got to take care of stuff, right?
Work before play, as they say.
I know. I see. I can hear the disappointment in your voice.
I will be tuning in to watch the finals tonight, though, yeah. of the duels.
That's going to be good. One versus two in all three of the classes. So, Lisbon.
Yeah, really, really good.
Yeah, Lisbon, Bosco, Independence, West Delaware, and then Southeast Polk and Waverly Shell Rock, so that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Go ahead, Mark.
Mark Bout at the ballpark last weekend. What was your takeaways from that event?
Good wrestling, which is obviously top priority. That's what you're there for. But not so good for the fans. It was really terrible setup for the fans, unfortunately. It was. I think a lot of the fans, you know, pretty much are on the same board as that, and they are glad that they went. It was a cool event to see. It was something different. It was kind of cool to be part of it. I mean, not just the Iowa and Okie State match, but also, you know, seeing. I mean, anytime you get a chance to watch the likes of Jordan Burroughs and many others there, it's pretty cool to see. So, the competition, unfortunately, after the Iranians pulled out, wasn't very good. I think all the U.S. guys had tech falls, like, pretty much right away in the first period. So, pretty easy matches for them. But overall, the wrestling was great, just unfortunately from the fan experience of just way too far away from the mat to see.
That's a shame, because that's what you want to be close enough to you can see things. And I thought that's what Iowa did really well, and maybe a football stadium is a better setup than baseball. You know, I don't know. I don't know the logistics of it, but If they do it again, they'll learn, and, you know, hey, I'm all for doing it again.
Yeah, I think they're even talking about doing it again. Unfortunately, I think what the deal was is that it was so far away from the actual stands, and I think it's because of the way that the design of the building and where the beams were in the rafters to be able to drop the lights that were down, kind of the spotlights that were over the mast, the two masts they wrestle on, had to be in this particular spot. I think if they did it all over again, they'd probably get rid of the spotlights and altogether would be my guess. I think it would be the smart thing to do. Just turn the normal lights on that you would see all the time and then move the mats closer, like, you know, right at home plate or even behind home plate, closer to the actual seats.
As far as the mats itself against Oklahoma State, a lot of good things, principally in my mind, Murin and Marinelli. Tough loss for Austin DeSanto, but I get your thoughts on that.
Austin DeSanto, very, very aggressive, very similar to you know, the match against RBY, but just couldn't score. But the difference, you know, RBY versus Fix is, you know, RBY, he was in on like 7 or 8 deep shots and just couldn't finish. But, you know, Fix, he just chased him, and Fix would back up to the very edge of the mat, and then we'd pressure in, give him the pressure, and then he would hit us with a quick duck or a quick shot and use it against us. We just couldn't get to his legs. And that's just something he needs to work on, is just heavier hands, circling the guy, 2-on-1s, keeping him in the center of the mat and not letting him get to the edge. And Fix is a great wrestler, no doubt. I mean, that's why he was on the U.S. team last year, the U.S. world team. But he also, I'm telling you right now, he does not like that pace. He does not like the physicality of a match like that. So DeSanto's right there with these guys. He just needs to make some adjustments and putting himself in more scoring positions. And like we've talked about before, hitting angles and cutting corners. And he's right there with these guys. So Marinelli, that was probably one of the best matches of the night, and Mearns too at 49. But Marinelli wrestled a really, really good, smart match against Whitlake. And Whitlake, you know, Coach John Smith was sitting right there. The coaches were right in front of me where I was doing my broadcast, and I could hear a lot of what they were saying. And he kept telling a lot of their guys, but especially Whitlake, just one takedown. And that was kind of their philosophy, is just kind of hang out, don't do too much, and play the game and just sneak one takedown in there somewhere. And you know, Marinelli did a really, really good job and stayed in good position and did not allow that to happen. And when he hit his shot, man, and he put him down hard. He took him off his feet. He spiked the hip. He, you know, that takes away all the defense. So he did a good job.
He did. Off the mat, we did have a Drake Ayala sighting. He went through some workouts, it looked like, down there. At least the photos, anyway, showed that.
Very well could be. I don't know. I didn't even see that. But I know that he's been working out. He's been working out really hard. I know before the Wisconsin match, you know, the week before in Iowa City, right before that duel, he was going at it hard in the room before that duel. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach Tom Brands does. We've talked about it before. Tom's in a kind of a pickle right now, in a tough situation, a tough call. And I think that's something that's going to be worked out between, you know, Tom and the coaching, the other coaches and the trainers and our doctors and Drake and his parents, and just kind of see what you want to do. If you put him out there again, then, you know, any chance of getting a medical red shirt are pretty much out the window. But I think if we're going to, make a legit run at winning a national team title this year, we have to have him in the lineup. Do you? I don't know. Do you take that risk? You put him out there and try and win that national title, or do you try and save him for later and get a medical red shirt and allow him to take a year off and have an extra year? So I don't know. It's tough, and that's something that they all kind of have to decide where he's at and how healthy he's really feeling, and bring all kind of parties in and figure it out. That's why Tom makes the big bucks, as they say.
Oklahoma State got some tough news. Heavyweight A.J. Ferrari is out for the year. How will that help Cassiope, or doesn't it matter?
Well, that's actually 197. So
97, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's going to help that's going to help Warner big time, but all the other 197-pounders. All those other 97-pounders are – pretty excited right now. You might even see some heavyweights saying, hey, can I make 97 now? I'm pretty close. Or some 84-pounders might be going, I might be able to go up to 97. I mean, it's going to – that really, really changes things. But it gives these guys an opportunity because he's basically take away a shoe-in almost. You guys still got to wrestle the matches, but you take away a shoe-in of winning a national title. It's basically like Spencer Lee dropping out of our lineup, you know. So all these other 25-pounders are, pretty excited. So same difference. But it opens up a lot. There's no doubt. And it's going to really change the seed and things. It's going to change things at the Big 12s. And so it changes the whole dynamics of that weight class.
Yeah. Mark Ironside joining us right at 3:30 here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Iowa, we'll talk about Nebraska coming up in a little bit. Got to talk a little bit about Friday night at McLeod Center. Huge crowd for UNI and Iowa State. Thing came right down to the finish. One-point bout. A lot of fun. Iowa State defeated UNI up in Cedar Falls, and that was fun. Good for wrestling.
It was a great dual meet. That was Friday night. I actually hooked my computer up to the TV in my hotel room. The TV in the hotel room was a big, big TV. So we kind of had a little get-together in my room, and a lot of us watched the dual meet in my room. And what a great dual meet. Cale Happel, god dang it. I just cannot believe he hung on way too long and ended up giving up six instead of just two. And he was in such a great position to start that third period. He's up 4-2 with riding time. He's in the down position. He gets out. It's 5-2. Even if he gets taken down, you know, it's still 5-4. And he's going to, you know, that Parker's got to cut him, make it 6-4. And then Parker has to get another takedown just to even tie it. So just unfortunate that Happel held on too long in that particular situation and ended up giving up a cradle and getting sixth, and that was it. And then Isley, at heavyweight for UNI, who was way bigger than Iowa State heavyweight, with 12 seconds left, took a shot from a non-tie from a long ways away and wasn't a really good shot at all. And there was no need to force a shot when it was tied 1-1. And you know you're going overtime, and you're so much bigger than the guy. Wait for that guy. Let him force a shot, but not you. And he had, like, he was down by 2 points, and he had to take a shot, you know, with 10 seconds left, and it just wasn't the case. And unfortunately, the Iowa State heavyweight went just right around behind him and scored, and they won the duel. And it's good for Iowa State. I know their bench was exploding and they're super happy, and just very unfortunate for UNI. And that's how the sport goes. But it was good for the sport of wrestling, and it's good that they had it in the McLeod Center and allowed a lot more people to come in. The place was absolutely packed, and so that's good for the sport of wrestling in the state of Iowa.
Iowa's last duel of the regular season, Mark, comes up this weekend, as you know, at Nebraska. Nebraska is number 10 in the country. I know you'll say hi to Mark Manning. But as far as the duel itself, looks like some of the headline matches will be towards the tail end.
Yeah, they got some good guys in there. 49 is going to be a great match, too, between Mearing and Lovett. I think Mearing's 10th and Lovett's 6th, 7th, whatever kind of ranking you look at. So Mearing's an underdog in that match, and that would be a big win for him, you know, seed-wise for the Big Ten Championships coming up, you know, in a couple weeks later, right back there in Lincoln. So Mearing's been wrestling great all year, and I'm really looking forward to that match. And that Lovett's tough. But like you said, you know, 74, Labriola and Kemmer, man, I don't even know how many times they've wrestled in the past, but it's been a lot. But that's going to be a barn burner. Venz is super tough at 84. They're definitely favored there. Asad just has not looked that great for us here lately, and unfortunately, I was just kind of disappointed that he didn't have more fight in him the other night against Okie State. But 97, that's a great big match right there. Number 3, Schultz against number 4, Warner. That's a big match for Warner, similar to Mearing, where that's a difference in a seat at the Big Ten. And then even heavyweight, you know, that Lance from Nebraska is not a bad wrestler. He's ranked 12th, but Cassiope's looked pretty darn good, and I don't foresee that being a Jeopardy match at all for us, but it'd be like nice if, you know, Cassiope can dominate that match. But there's going to be a lot of good wrestling there. It's going to be in a very, very hostile environment. That place will be completely sold out for sure, no doubt about it. And, every time we go in there, it's a pretty hostile environment. Those are the type of environments that you love to wrestle in. And anytime you got Mark Manning in that other corner over there, screaming and yelling and crying pretty much the whole time, it always makes it fun and interesting too.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, one of those over or under of you know, the corners maybe pointing, saying hi, things like that.
Yep. There's no love lost between the coaching staff, that's for sure.
Well, this is one of those meets that Iowa can, and it hasn't happened in a while, can get off to a pretty good start in this one. Hawks can probably get perhaps first three for sure. Still got to wrestle them, but Iowa can get off to a good start, I think, if it starts at 125.
Yeah, and even 41, honestly, 41's a tough man. That Chad Red for Nebraska, he's tough. And I tell you, it's gonna be a really, really close match. The other thing about that Chad Red, he's really good with his upper body Greco-Roman skills. He's not afraid to go there with Ironman. So there could be some fireworks in that match there somewhere too. But that's by no means is that a gimme match for Ironman, even though Ironman's second and Red's 10th. That's going to be a tough one. But we, like you said, we could get out of the gate and we could be 5-0 going into the break. So, but, you know, those upper weights, you never know what's going to happen, some of those weight classes up higher.
Also, Friday night was a big Division III duel between Wartburg and Loras. And Wartburg, man, what a culture there. Just when you think they might be gettable, they just destroyed Loras, which is number one in the tournament rankings, I think. But we're going to have Dick Simmons on, I think, what, Friday, Scott?
Yep, Friday.
And talk about the D3 tournament. But Iowa Conference is going to be represented very well.
They always do. That Iowa Conference is so good in the D3. You got, you know, Wartburg and Loras, like you mentioned, but also Coe in there as well, too. And Wartburg, they're just the type of team, and Keller up there, you can't count those guys out. And I didn't see the results. I just saw the final result, but I didn't look at the individual results. I don't know if Loras had a guy or two out of their lineup that match or what, or if Wartburg just put it to them that hard. But the Division III National Tournament here in Cedar Rapids at the U.S. Cellular Center now. What is it now? The Alliant Energy?
Alliant Energy Powerhouse.
Alliant Energy Powerhouse. That's going to be it's going to be a great tournament. It always is a great tournament to watch. D3s is some phenomenal wrestling as well, too.
It is. All right. Now down to the brass tacks here. Tie or no tie this weekend?
Definitely no tie. Definitely no tie. I think they became accustomed to me not wearing a tie, and so now they actually provide me with some nice quarter zips decorated with their logo on them. So we've got them talked to that. So a lot more relaxed fit for me, which makes more sense since they just hear my voice and don't really see my face. So I don't think we need to be choking myself out there. I might take a tie just in case I need it.
Just in case. You never know. It'll be good. No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun high school state championships this year. And I think, what, three guys have a chance to win four. That'll be exciting right there. Waverly got everybody in. First time with the 14 weight classes that a team has advanced all 14 to state. That's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, that's big time. History was made there. Obviously, their district wasn't the toughest district, but still to get all 14 through, that's extremely, extremely impressive. And that's setting up for a really good duel between Southeast Polk and Waverly tonight. Waverly, it's going to be interesting for the individual tournament too. I mean, my personal opinion on it is flip of the coin, and I really don't know how the outcome's going to go. You got Waverly Shell Rock, who has more qualifiers, but and they're solid up and down the lineup. But I think that Southeast Polk, man, where they're good, they are so good, and they got an opportunity to score probably more bonus points than Waverly Shell Rock. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it all shakes out and evens out between those two teams.
Hey, Mark, we were talking earlier in the week about the atmosphere of the state wrestling tournament, whether it be at the Barn or Wells Fargo. And you went through more than one grand march. I've seen it as a spectator many times, Scott as well, but you experienced again more than once. What's that like?
It's You know, it's kind of hard to describe. I mean, it's a situation where you don't really understand it or get it. It's kind of like being on the top of a mountain and just looking around at all the peaks of the other mountains all around you and the beauty of it and the sunrise coming up. And you can take all the pictures in the world that you want and send them to people or whatever. But until you're actually in that moment and you're in that, you don't understand, the beauty of it. And that's kind of how I would compare, you know, being in the Grand March. It's, you just can't really describe it. But when you're out there on the mat and you're walking and, with all the other place winners and you're going through the Grand March and you're just looking up at all the fans, the sold out Wells Fargo Arena, or for me back in the day, it was Vets. You know that you're part of something that's extremely special at that time. And just to even participate in the Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament is special in itself. But then to be out on the mat in the Grand March, knowing that you made the award stand, the finals are about to begin, everybody's up on their feet, clapping and cheering. It's a really, really special and unique moment that's, I don't want to say undescribable, but it's just such a great feeling. It's a great honor for those kids.
And even if you're not a wrestling person, you got to go once. If you're a sports fanatic in the state of Iowa, finals night at state wrestling is right up there.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. And it's just awesome. You know, it's just really, really awesome to see and be part of. And they always have, you know, the Hall of Fame inductees, you know, as well too, and it's just a special night. I know that they're doing a tribute to Mark Ryland and Wyatt Schultz before the finals. And so there's just a lot of neat stuff that happens, and then when it gets down to the nitty-gritty and it's time to wrestle, then it really flows from there, and you got three classes going all at the same time, and there's never really any boring or dull moments. There's always something exciting happening or a really good matchup on one of the three mats.
Morningstar is going into the Hall of Fame. So
he is. He's been getting a lot of crap about that. You want to know something really funny? The Iowa wrestling program was giving him so much crap about it and just not making fun of him, but just like congratulating, but really like blowing it out of the water for him. And he doesn't like the attention or nothing. But on the plane ride home from and we're flying commercial. It's not a charter flight. We're flying commercial. But on the plane ride home from Dallas on Sunday morning, Bobby Telford wrote a script and handed it to the stewardess. So before we took off, she read the script, something along the lines, "Hi, everyone. We just want to let you know that we have a very special person on the plane today, new Hall of Fame member, Ryan Morningstar. Would everybody please turn and give a big round of applause for Ryan Morningstar. Ryan, will you please stand up?" And he didn't stand up or nothing, but oh, it was so funny. That's just the type of kind of fun that we like to have on the road trips.
Those lucky passengers.
Everywhere we went, it was either like a picture, if someone had of Ryan, where it was like a picture of him and like the honor of getting inducted in the Hall of Fame. They rode him all weekend long.
Nobody got taken down in the aisle though, right?
No, nobody. He just put his hat down and put it over his eyes. And Telford was sitting right behind him, too, and he knew exactly who did it. And he was sitting right to my left. Oh, my gosh, it was so funny.
And Telford's too big to, you know, he's not going to go after him.
Telford's the jokester of the team, there's no doubt. He's good stuff.
All right. Well, you go to Des Moines, you go to Lincoln, say hi to Mark Manning, and then make your way back. So, Lots on the plate, but I know you'll get her taken care of. We'll look forward to watching on Saturday night. Should be a lot of fun, and be safe, man.
All right, will do. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for all you guys do. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Mark.
I see you.
Mark Ironside joining us. He's the Hall of Famer as well, and we talk with Mark each Wednesday during the wrestling season, and our talk with Mark is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Kyle was looking forward to listening to Mark right there, as many people are looking forward each week to listening to listen to Mark. Speaking of Mark, we're going to throw it to you, Mark Dukes, for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, open at 4 o'clock. And right across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Minnesota Vikings made the last head coaching hire that was available. Kevin O'Connell, Rams offensive coordinator as the new head coach in Minnesota. The U.S. men's hockey team, which includes a handful of former Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, was eliminated in the quarterfinals by Slovenia and will not medal. Mentioned Iowa State at Texas tonight in women's basketball. Iowa City's Ashley Jones needs 12 points to become the all-time leading scorer in Cyclone women's basketball history. And how about this story, Scott? Courtesy of Chris Johnson of the Fort Dodge Messenger, Iowa football recruit Aaron Graves of Southeast Valley will wrestle tomorrow morning in the state tournament. He is seeded number 2 at 285 pounds in Class 2A. Then tomorrow night, we'll hop in a car, well, during the day, but tomorrow night we'll play in a district basketball tournament game for his team. Graves averaging 21 points, 8 rebounds a game for Southeast Valley. How about that?
That is amazing. Now, it's not the first person to do that with two sports going on simultaneously. We have some golfers slash football players, track slash soccer slash baseball. I don't ever recall a wrestler slash basketball because, as you know, Mark, usually the wrestlers, and we should have asked Ironside this. We should have asked him about this because it was always a joke in school. Oh, the wrestlers are coming. They got basketballs, and then you know they shoot with two hands and off the wrong foot and everything like that, and they'll have fun playing a basketball game or whatnot. And this guy, that's how good an athlete he is, Aaron Graves, and to be a dominating wrestler and a dominating basketball player. That is pretty unique and pretty special.
And a dominating football player as well. And I should add, he's got to turn right around and go back to Des Moines to wrestle Friday in the next round.
Well, he hopes. He should.
Second seeded. I'm going to put my money on him.
Okay, you're going to put your money on him. Okay. Very good. Yeah, that is a great, great story right there. And very good to see that. Yeah, the Olympic men's hockey team last night, that was a downer.
That was a tough one.
That I was watching that last night live. It was on USA just ahead of midnight, and I'm going, okay, hang on, because I want to go to bed. And they pulled their goalie in the last minute, had a 6-on-5, and with about 40 seconds to play in the game, scored, took it to overtime, 10-minute overtime was scoreless, had to go to a shootout. Shootouts, I don't like that. Keep playing overtime. I don't like the shootouts to determine things. Don't like it in soccer, don't like it in hockey. And unfortunately for the United States, did not win the shootout, and so their Olympics are over. But tonight, live on NBC, I believe at 10:45 or thereabouts tonight, the women's final. Once again, the United States versus Canada. It's kind of like Iowa-Nebraska of wrestling on ice for women's hockey. They don't like each other either.
They don't, and I think they met in every final since 2010. 2006, I think. I'm sorry. So it's a great rivalry. Should be a great match tonight.
Should be a great match. I am looking forward to that one coming up this evening. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you if you'd like to interact with us here today. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll get you a Bowling Night in America preview and have more for you right after this here on KGYM.
Breaking Benjamin. Live in concert. Breaking Benjamin with special guests Seether, Starset, and Lacey Sturm. Alliant Energy Powerhouse, Friday, May 6th. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at creventslive.com. Breaking Benjamin, rocking all the hits for one incredible night in Cedar Rapids. Get tickets this Friday. For more, check breakingbenjamin.com.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed, in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Family. It looks a little different for everyone. For some, it's mom and dad. For others, roommates who feel like family. And for others, it's your significant other, their golfing buddies, your children, a high school soccer team starting lineup, and oh look, they're all taking you up on the offer to stay for dinner. Really testing the limits of that phrase, the more the merrier. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on home and car insurance. Easier than making three frozen pizzas and assorted frozen veggies into a cohesive meal.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it out. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. It is Wednesday, therefore, it is a Bowling Night in America coming up tonight. And our Bowling Night in America preview is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. Stop on by, say hi to Tom, the staff, stop in at the pro shop, do some open bowling, some globe bowling, get your youngster introduced to bowling. And congratulations to all of the bowlers over the last couple of days that qualified for the state bowling championships. That will be Monday through Wednesday of next week. I believe that's still up in Waterloo. Is that correct, Mark?
Cadillac.
Cadillac Lanes in Waterloo. Real nice bowling center up there. So maybe some future Evergreen Leaguers up there. You never know. You never know.
Well, they got to come from somewhere, right, Scott?
They do. That they do.
The Rusty Nails came from various places. But right now, third place in the Adult Evergreen League. 20 points out of second place, but teams nipping at our heels behind us. So, way over there on 31 and 32, we've got Old Neighborhood Pub. Kind of struggling this year, but always capable with the Kolars. And Secretary Mike Hoskins, got to do our business tonight, Scott.
Rob, just getting in touch with us on the text line, he would like you to make an appearance tonight. He would like you to come out, say hi. You know, he just says, we want Dukes.
Who's that, Kolar?
That's Rob. That's Rob. New dad, Rob Kolar, by the way.
No kidding. Congratulations, Rob.
Yeah, and looking great out there. And yes, we have Old Neighborhood Pub tonight, led by the league secretary, Grand Poobah Mike Hoskins. So looking forward to that. And we go from the extreme left to the extreme right of the league. We go from 19 and 20. We're down on the end tonight at 31 and 32, where strange things often do happen.
Well, hopefully not tonight, but we'll give you results tomorrow. Kolar, let me think about it, okay?
There you go. There you go. We can get the whole gang out there.
At any rate, if you like, our season is dwindling down. There are summer leagues out there in May City. Pro Shop, always open. Give them a call, 362-0136. Always visit the website as well, maycitybowlcr.com.
Yep, indeed. And we'll have a complete report coming up tomorrow. Also, it will be our weekly talk with the coach, Kevin Lehman, tomorrow. It's our Off the Glass segment brought to you by Chris Lehman, Caldwell Banker Realtor at shootershomes.com. That'll be coming up on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Dick Simmons will join us on Friday to talk about the Division III National Wrestling Championships. That'll be coming to Cedar Rapids in a couple of weeks down the line here. 3:54 on the program, and before we close up shop here today, get you ready for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That comes up from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. You mentioned that tonight Ashley Jones could become and probably should become the all-time leading scorer for Iowa State women's basketball. I believe she's going to pass Angie Welly. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, and Angie Welly, boy, what a good player she was. She was a part of that first Bill Finley team that got Iowa State on the map. Angie Welly, Stacy Fries, and others on that team. That was a fun group. Angie Welly was a center, the prototypical Iowa State Bill Finley center that could post you up, but also could step out and shoot threes. And was really, really good at both. A really underrated basketball player. And I thought, anyway, always. But yeah, she will. She'll step aside for Ashley Jones tonight.
Yeah, and I think Ashley will be. Well, she's motivated every game, but highly motivated for this one because number one, Texas is really good. Number two, Texas defeated Iowa State in Ames, but Ashley missed that game due to COVID protocol. So I gotta believe she's gonna be raring to go for the Longhorns tonight. And not just to set the record, but to beat Texas.
Yeah, and Cyclone Tim also reminding us Megan Taylor, great player Megan Taylor, was also on that group with Welly and Fries and others. I think Monica Heulman was also on that team.
Well, it was Janelle Grimm.
Janelle Grimm. Yep, now Janelle Burgess. Of course, the girls' basketball coach at Montezuma. And mom to Eddie Burgess, terrific quarterback for the Montezuma football team. 50-28 letting us know, yep, as you got that, Mark, that Janelle Grimm was on that team. That was a heck of a team for Iowa State.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, Stacy Fries could do her thing, and Welly could do hers, and Grimm could do hers. And a very versatile team, very good team for Iowa State at that time.
Yep, no doubt about it. 319-366-1600 here as we come your way on the Gym Class to wrap things up here on a Wednesday edition of the show. Iowa State women's basketball, as we mentioned, coming up tonight. Iowa will be in action tomorrow at home at Carver Hawkeye Arena. The Hawkeyes will take on the Michigan Wolverines in a big game at Carver. Coming up tonight, as far as men's college basketball is concerned, you've got in the Big Ten, Illinois going to Rutgers, Purdue going to Northwestern. One game as far as the Big 12 is concerned. Good one there. Top 15 battle, Baylor goes to Texas Tech. Bears, of course, out without one of their top players now for the duration. So we'll see how that goes. UNI went to 11-4 last night as they got a win over Illinois State. And I tell you what, Illinois State is down. They just got rid of their coach. And that is a good win because, as you know, Mark, more often than not, the next game after a coach leaves, that winning percentage for that team that has the coach leave is really, really good. And UNI snuck out of Bloomington Normal with a 2-point win last night.
Any road one is a good one, whether you're in the Missouri Valley or the Big Ten, the Big 12, wherever. And I know UNI is going to take that. Finally, it's Daytona week.
Yes.
Qualifying coming up, Xfinity race and whatnot. Start your engines.
Tomorrow night, the duels come up, which are always fun. And Great American Race coming up on Sunday. All right, Mark, you have a very good night. We'll keep you up. Well, get out there. Get out there. Say hi to Rob and Bob and Mike and everybody. We'll see you out there. We'll have a complete report coming up tomorrow. You suddenly became very speechless there, Mark.
Make sure and text me, okay?
I will. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody.
CSX, a growing Fortune 500 logistics company, has immediate openings for free.